Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live this morning, Brad Lorick. He's the art director with a company called Streamline Designs of Buffalo, which has had a lot to do with the transformation of Salen Field the last few days. Salen Field downtown doesn't look like the Bison's home anymore. It looks like the home of the Blue Jays. And if you aren't expecting it, it's a real double take as you're coming up on the stadium. Hey, Brad, good morning. Tell us how you got involved with the Blue Jays. What was that first phone call like?
Yeah, we're a graphic company in the Buffalo area, and we've been open for 9 years now. And the Bison's was always a project that we were hoping to work on, being sports fans, and we reached out to them once we heard the Blue Jays were coming to town, and they were very quick on getting back to us and asking us if we could handle some of the toughest projects in the ballpark.
Yeah, what exactly have you been working on over the last few days?
So we're working on all of the exterior signage around the ballpark. So it's the large surfboards on the side of the building, the main sign with the LED message board, and also the old Pettibones entrance, which is now going to be the Blue Jays player entrance. So they were hoping to, have the Blue Jays players, feel welcome when they were coming to the new ballpark.
All right, and time obviously was an issue here, right?
It was a big issue, and our company really does a great job of getting things done in a crunch. We have a great staff, a great team, and these projects really get us excited.
It has to be pretty cool to be working on such a high visibility project downtown. Do you have any, second thoughts, though? You're covering up Buffalo and putting Toronto up there. Does it feel a little wrong at times?
No, I mean, Buffalo, we're sports fans, and we just, we rally around things that happen in our community, and I'm sure everyone that's gone to a Bison's game has gone up to Toronto to enjoy a game up there, and we're just, really excited that the Blue Jays are here, and hopefully, we can make them feel welcome in Buffalo.
How many are on your team? How many involved in this project?
We have 10 people on our team, which includes graphic designers like myself, who worked on getting the files from the Blue Jays and color matching files to hit their Pantone colors. And then one of my brothers works in our print shop, and then we got a large install team, that makes things happen out in the field.
In looking at some of the graphics that you guys made and are putting up there, obviously, built to withstand the elements, but are you expecting that these will be up for, just the matter of the couple of months that the Blue Jays are in town? Are some of the things you installed maybe a little more long-term than that?
These are long-term and short-term material, so this could be up for many years if they wanted, but we're expecting to remove these graphics after the Blue Jays win the World Series in late October.
Yeah, that would be fun to think about, right? And Buffalo's role in that. When you're down at the stadium and you're seeing this transformation, not just the job that you guys are doing, but what's also happening throughout the stadium, is it kind of surreal?
It is. And, you know, it's just such a Buffalo thing for everyone to pull together. And, you know, I mean, we're working with competitors, you know, in the ballpark today, and we're just, you know, happy to see them and happy that, you know, we have some business coming to Buffalo that we weren't, you know, ever expecting. And it's a really fun project to work on.
Looking at the transformation that's taken place, people can already see quite a bit of difference. How much more work still has to be done, and when do you think all of this will be wrapped up?
So we have to have everything wrapped up by Sunday. I know they're expecting to have their first game on Tuesday, and I'm not sure if that's still the case. But you know, right now we're focused on the graphic installation end, and you know, working with some of the managers from the Bisons and from the Blue Jays, and you know, we're really just focused on, you know, getting our end done right now.
Brett, is it mostly vinyl or fabric? What are the materials you're working with?
So yes, we're all using exterior, you know, long-term vinyl wrap material. It's basically a giant outdoor sticker that's hung like wallpaper.
That's pretty cool. Does this, all of the work you're doing, make you maybe a little bit more excited to be able to catch at least some of the games that'll be able to be seen on TV here?
Oh, absolutely. We're very excited.
You know, and if you think about it too, the first game is supposed to be Tuesday. But with what's happening in baseball, in the back of your mind, have you thought, can you imagine if you do all this work and there's not a game here?
Oh, yeah, it always goes through the back of our hand, our mind, and, you know, we're hoping that things can get under control, you know, we're hoping we can have a season. We, you know, it's nice having sports on TV again to enjoy.
Yeah, well, hopefully that does happen, and if it doesn't, it would still be a great story. Brad, thanks so much. It's Brad Lorick, art director with Streamline Designs, working to transform Salem Field into the home of the Blue Jays.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.